Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Camper Captains episode 5. BJ, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very excited because I found out when we recorded Books Boys that the book I'm talking about this month, you actually read this one.
Indeed I have, yeah. And that book is?
Endless Night.
Oh, spooky.
Some are born to sweet delight and some are born to endless night.
Spooky.
I love that. I put that as I can say this. I don't usually talk about my personal life in the main show, but since this is behind a paywall, I put it on a dating profile. My entire bio was just that quote. my friend Browners said that I look like a cult leader, so I had to change that. So.
Okay, yeah, maybe it's not that. Yeah, so back. I imagine you liking that quote. So yeah, I've also read it, guys. It's been a while though, so I have to refresh me a bit on the memory, but it was very enjoyable. And yeah, go ahead. Do you want to refresh me?
What's sure. All about? This is an interesting one because the murder happens at the end. You know, it's not one where the murder happens at the beginning. We don't have a Poirot going around investigating. It's unusual, and I'm going to try not to give too many spoilers, but I need to say something. You know, because the murder happens so late. So this chap sees a house called the Towers. It's for sale. And there's a photo that he says about a century old. The place is decrepit. It's no longer called the Towers. Its real name is Gypsy's Acre. Everyone says accidents happen nearby. There's an old gypsy, Mrs. Lee, who says it's cursed and scares them away. And reads his palm and says, you know, get you gone. And she's an old gypsy type, you know. There's a lot of stereotypes, obviously, in these types of books. The guy's 22. He goes around from job to job. Somehow, at that young age, he's like, well, maybe I just buy this house at an auction. I don't know. But he can't afford it. And he just meets this girl. And there's just this girl sitting beneath the tree, you know, and they sort of immediately fall in love. And he says, I don't like clever girls. I like, you know, silly blonde girls, and, you know, but you're clever. And they fall in love anyway. And
okay. And
that's it, you know, so that's fine. And he goes to the auction for Gypsy's Acre, but somebody else buys it. Okay. So that's a crucial detail. Someone else, some rich consortium buys it. The man is called Mike Rogers, and the girl is called Fenella, or Ella, Goodman. Hmm. So Mrs. Lee gives him the warning, okay? Ellie is a little bit younger. She's 20, but she's going to hit 21 soon, which in those days was her age of majority. Up until now, she's very, very, very rich, but very, very, very sheltered. Her stepmom doesn't like her. Her dad's already dead, and she's just waiting for her freedom.
All right.
She goes off on a trip and comes back, and she's very different, and he doesn't really understand why. And the only other important character is Santonix. Santonix is an architect, and they eventually buy Gypsy's Acre, and it turns out, of course, the person who bought it secretly was Ellie. And they get this dying architect, Santonix, who's very jaded and bitter towards the world. They get him as his last project before he dies, even though he's like 20, to make this... to remodel this house, to knock it down and start again. But everyone says, oh, but it's terrible. You know, it's a curse and whatever. Ellie has this friend, Greta, who was her companion, her maid, and she wants her to move in with them. But Mike keeps saying, no, I don't want Greta. Like, I don't want this kind of clever, bossy, butting in kind of girl. We don't want her at the wedding. We don't want her living with us. But eventually Ellie gets hurt and Greta has to move in to take care of her. And that's when we think things maybe start going wrong. And they get, you know, a dead bird found outside the house with a knife and a note on it. You know, that's the cover.
That's the famous image.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got several variations, but yeah.
Yeah, and there's like stones through the window and all this kind of, you know, kind of stuff. And Major Philpott, who's the local kind of, well, he calls him the local god. He's the local squire, essentially. He, you know, he gets involved, and there's a whole load of American uncles and fake uncles who aren't really your uncle, but they're dad's friends or whatever. And they all come over and visit, and no one really likes this guy because they think he's a money grabber. He's married or she's just rich. But that's not really true, but that's how it will look, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Santonix comes in, he says, I want my house purged of evil. And we assume he means Greta, actually, that, you know, we want to get rid of Greta. And Mrs. Lee, the gypsy, frightens Greta, okay? So that's more or less what happens, okay? Now, there's a new friend, mm-hmm. Claudia, that she meets. Claudia would like to buy the house from her. Then it turns out Claudia is secretly Santonix, because these are small worlds. Claudia is secretly Santonix's half-sister. And of course, she also used to be married to Ellie. So she's Santonix's half-sister. She knew a friend of Ellie's stepmom and the ex-wife of Ellie's lawyer. So, like, you know, it's very unusual. She has all these connections. And we start to think that maybe Claudia is the one who does the murder. Because, yes, there is a murder. Well, we think it's an accident. Ellie falls off a horse. But then mm-hmm. we find out, well, maybe someone spooked the horse. And we think, was it Mrs. Lee the gypsy? Was it Ellie? You know, was it Greta? We don't know.
Hmm.
Did that jog your memory a little bit?
It did a bit, but I still can't remember how it goes, which is good. So I don't know, because then I can reread it and enjoy it. I just remember enjoying it.
One detail I'll give you, sir. There's one quick detail. We meet her very, very briefly, but we do meet Mike's mum. He doesn't like his mum. He doesn't want Ellie to meet her because his mothers know too much about you, you know. But she writes a letter when he gets married. He just tells her, oh, by the way, mum, I'm married, by letter. And she replies, dear Mike, I was glad to get your letter. I hope you'll be very happy. Your affectionate mother. So this is the level of affection in this kind of English society, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
PJ, who done it?
I can't remember. And I just remember, guys, the atmosphere. And that was very different, I thought, than the other books. Now, I do know that Christie wrote it in 6 weeks. She usually took 3 or 4 months. And essentially, she recycled elements from the murder of Roger, the murder of Roger Ackroyd and Death on the Nile. So I've also read those two books.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I really can't remember who did it. But I can't help but think of the mom. And you also seem to kind of, for some reason, talk about her. I'm just wondering if, because I know the mom, she wanted her son to have an education, and he didn't have much of a dad, right? Yeah. He was an alcoholic. The dad was actually alcoholic, Michael's dad. I'm wondering if she was jealous of Ellie. And that, you know, actually that she thought that Ellie might not have been good enough for him.
That's just interesting.
Going for Mrs. Waters.
I didn't know. You know, I was very. I'd read this before, but I'd forgotten, obviously, and I was massively shocked. Really? So, guys,
even a second time,
you can work. Ooh. Go and read it for yourself if you want to know who done it. It shocked me twice, but you're right. It's very different from her other books, and it's lovely. It's full of atmosphere. It's something.
Yeah,
special.
It's very atmospheric. Yeah, guys, it's probably the most atmospheric book I've read from Agatha Christie, including a Caribbean Mystery, the Miss Marple novel. Just remember those two novels as particularly having a particular kind of atmosphere, you know.
It's the best Miss Marple. Some would say the only good Miss Marple.
I really.
Shall we end this one with a little quote? Man, every night and every morn, some to misery are born. Every morn and every night, some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to sweet delight, and some are born to endless night.
That's by William Blake, guys, not by Agatha Christie, just in case.
It's not, we should point that out. As well. She's not a great poet, she's quoting.
She's quoting, yeah, but fair enough. It's still a great quote, yeah. And by the way, little fun fact, it is one of her own favorite books. As well as one of the most critically acclaimed books from hers, at least upon publication.
I didn't know the poem. I had to look it up. I read it and I thought, there's no way she wrote this. And I thought, no, she didn't.
Okay, she didn't, yeah. Awesome.
Guys, that's Caper Captains episode 5. We'll catch you next time.
Yeah, guys.
Don't get killed.
Oh, well, don't.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.